This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host, this is The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please, please, please. Truly, honestly, be part of the conversation. Right? I mean, how are you going to know what the other side thinks? How are you going to know where to engage, how to get involved, if you don't know how the other side thinks? Now, I met this young man at CPAC. His name is Deontay Johnson. He's the founder and CEO of the Black Conservative Federation. I'm going to have him on in a few minutes, and I want to talk to him about, you know, all I hear about, first of all, is how Mr. Obama fixed race relations in this country. And Mr. Trump is setting us back. Now, it's really funny because for 8 years, all I heard about was how bad race relations were. And now I have a president in office, coming up on 2 months? And he set us back decades. And I don't care, you know, I don't know what you can smoke to have that make sense. You know what I'm saying? And assure you that, I mean, we are so far out of reality. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. See, where's my, there it is. I can't believe this stuff even gets out there. You know, I mean, when you think about milk, does milk bring any kind of racist thought to your mind at all? And nothing is sacred anymore. Well, it doesn't surprise anyone that the left says white girls cannot wear hoop earrings. Remember that story? I told you, we've lost our minds. You remember how dumb that story was? It was like, real? What? It made no sense whatsoever. Well, we're back at it again. Fraternities also, they have to admit women. Fraternities. What is a sorority is for women. Fraternity is for men. I don't get this. And it's straight up in the face. It runs right in the face of a defiance of the Title IX on the Civil Rights Act. They can't explain it. They can't tell you why they want you to do it. Right? Because they're trying to cover for the transgender kids, people, adults, whatever. And for them, that makes it all equal and even, and it keeps everybody happy. You know, and that's the goal, to keep everybody happy. Otherwise, you failed. Somehow, if we don't make everybody happy, which shows you how the parenting worked out, right? If we don't make everybody happy, then somehow we fail these kids. I'm not one that buys into that. Then not for a second. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be part of the conversation. Samantha Diaz, a staff writer for California State University Long Beach's student newspaper, the Daily 49er, wrote an article claiming that white supremacists and neo-Nazis are appropriating milk as a symbol of hate. Seriously. What's really weird is she has a job. That's what's weird. What's weird is that they consider her a journalist. And me, they consider a hack. Go figure that one out. Now I realize I'm not a journalist. Not even close. Right? But think about it. She has more credibility than I do. Probably because she's young. Is she Hispanic? Yeah, she's Hispanic. I'll give you all these reasons. I know I'll get a lot of trouble for it. I don't care, though. Because if she was a young female Hispanic conservative, they would rip her up, too. When you think of milk, what's the first thing that comes to your mind, she says? If you're a millennial, you probably think of a strong bones. Got milk commercials or maybe even eating your favorite cereal while watching the cartoons on Saturday morning. Isn't that terrible? Terrible memories. What about racism? White nationalism? If you're having trouble finding the connection between these institutions and milk, you're not alone. Now, how about this? What she should have wrote, if you're having trouble finding connections between these institutions and milk, you're sane. Because there isn't any. But no, she takes it. She did it. She dipped her toe in the loony pool. She said, you along with the rest of the nation have been so accustomed to hearing the benefits of milk that you probably didn't realize the subtle racism hidden in our health facts. Right? Health facts. Diaz then argued that the federal government endorsement of milk as a beneficial part of the country's diet contributes to the problem by uncritically pushing people to drink milk, despite the potential detriment it has on white people's health. Well, heck, if you're not worried about white people, then what's the big whoop? She stated that because African Americans do not suffer from osteoporosis, a bone disease, at the same rates that most Americans in the United States, it's prompting a racist agenda. So when we promote drugs for sickle cell anemia, which only happens to the black community, is that racist? I'm trying to follow the logic is what I'm trying to do. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a few minutes, I promise. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery. surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
Four reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do, you know, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Head over to the website. You can get my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All this stuff that you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years. And I show you in the book, you don't have to hate us. We are virtually on the same page as you. There's so many things that we agree on, but you've been taught to hate from a group that doesn't want labels. You have been taught to hate the group that gave labels to. I'm still of the thought process that I can't smoke enough crack for any of this stuff to make sense to me. So I don't know what to tell you. Anyway, I've asked Deontay Johnson to join me here. He is the founder, CEO of the Black Conservative Federation. Deontay, thanks so much for being with me today. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, always. I met you at CPAC. I was quite impressed with the amount of energy you guys had, and you were running around hitting the booths and trying to get your message out. And I really appreciate that. I think it's a great thing for you to be doing.
So thank you. We're glad to be an assistance to the black community and those in the black community who have those conservative viewpoints. We're glad to be that, as we used to say, quote unquote, safe space.
You know. You don't know me that well, but I love to have fun with this kind of stuff. Every time I talk about the black community, right, because I like to say that the people who get beat the worst when it comes to education is the black community. And I always get emails going, you have to stop doing that. That's a degrading term. We are African Americans. I've got three friends from Belize. They would be upset if I called them African American. I mean,
I absolutely hate the term African American. I tell people that all the time. You know, I've never been to Africa. Okay, I've never been to Africa, and actually, because I've never been to Africa, that doesn't make me an African American. My parents wasn't born in Africa. My grandparents wasn't born in Africa, but I am a Black American. You know, I think that's a term that Jesse Jackson or someone came up with.
Be careful with that.
Some random term, African American. You know, it's just we are Black Americans.
Yeah. Well,
we're Black descent, and we're in America.
Yeah. I hear you.
We're not Africans, and Africans will get upset about that too.
Yeah, I prefer to say, look, you're an American who happens to be Black. You're an American that happens to be brown, or whatever you prefer. But I think what we need to do is we need to keep it all American first. I'm an American of Italian descent. You know, we get carried away with this stuff, and it's crazy.
Yeah, we're all America. When we leave America, we're American.
So I know I've caught you off guard with some of the stuff, but I was just doing a story by a young Hispanic woman who wrote that white milk is racist. It's a form or a sign of racism because apparently white milk is only good in the diet of white people because black people don't get osteoporosis as much. And I'm thinking, are we really just reaching and digging, and there's nothing here that makes sense, or am I just being insensitive?
Well, I think, for one, I think we all need to, I think those people need to send me in their resume because they have a lot of time on their hands, and I would love to have them on the Black Conservative Federation to help out getting things moved, help out the Ministry of Cats, because obviously they have nothing to do with their lives. They need to send me their resume because they have a lot of time. The fact that we're talking about white milk and how it's racist means that they are sitting at home, and you know the Bible speaks of this as the idle mind,
right?
The idle mind thinks of some crazy. It's the devil's playground.
Yep.
So they're thinking of some crazy stuff because people who are busy and have actual things to do don't sit here and think about white milk being racist.
Look, I don't. My focus isn't on any one group in particular, but I am obviously not a black man. But I sit here instead of thinking about white milk being racist, I sit there and think, how do we help the black community, especially the young men like yourself, the young black community, to start getting back into the workforce because they've been shoved out, pushed out, or what have you over the last few years. How do we get that turned around and get more young black men working? I never thought of white milk as being a problem for you. I'm sorry, but I just don't.
We want to say, how do we get the black community back working, back men working? First, we have to get ahead of the game. You know, we have a lot of people coming out of high school without a plan. We have people coming out of high school without jobs. We have people coming out of high school without any plans for college. So what we have to do is we have to get ahead of the game. We have to actually go into the high schools. We need to see more leaders in the high school. We need to see more business development professionals in the high school. And really mentoring high school seniors and juniors and saying that once you graduate high school, you have to have a plan.
Oh, I agree with you.
If you don't have a plan, you're going to live life without a clue. And so that's what's happening is the people who doesn't have jobs and the people who, well, not to say people don't have jobs, but the people who has invested in gang violence and gang banging and all the things on the streets, the reason they're in that situation is because no one has grabbed them and gave them a clue.
Well, I agree with you.
For life.
They've got to grab these kids. They've got to grab these young people. And, you know, you could correct me. On this show, I allow people to correct me. I have an attitude that we need to start treating everybody the same. Everybody needs to be treated as a human being with equal rights and equal opportunities. And if we stop putting labels on everybody, then I'm going to go into, whether it's the inner city or the suburb, I'm going to go in there and give everybody the same level of education, the same opportunities. Do you know what I'm saying? And if I'm off, just say so.
I agree. We all, you know, this country, I believe that's why the other countries succeed, is because they don't divide when it comes to teaching their students and teaching their kids and the workforce. They don't really divide. Everyone has that same opportunity. Everyone has that same opportunity to make it. Now, whether you take those opportunities is up to you, and that defines how successful you are.
Yeah.
And so we have to. It has to be universal. We need a universal education system, where everyone has the opportunities to get the highest education system or the lowest education system. Which I like something that Chicago does is that they for the high schools they have some of the selected enrollment high schools, so where you have to test to get into those high schools, which it means it gives everyone that opportunity.
Right.
To take that test and to prepare for that test to get into any school they want to get into that's suitable for them. And it gives them that chance. But I just think that we do need to make sure that everyone has these opportunities. So when you're hiring people, that everyone has an opportunity to apply. Everyone has that, you know, no matter their skin color. And I feel like, you know, while I'm saying this, I feel like I'm in, which I've never been there, but I feel like I'm in the Martin Luther King era where we're still, like repeating history.
Well, you know what? That was one of the other things I was going to ask you about, but we're going to have to wait till after the break. I do want to ask you about racism and what you've seen happen over the last, I'll just say 4 years. I won't even go back to that far. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. You know, there's so much I still want to talk about. I'm far from done. Deontay Johnson joins me. He's the founder of the Black Conservative Federation. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Hold on. We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to be with you. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and be part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. Remember, head up to the website. There's two ways to do this. One way, buy the book. Look, I don't want to keep wearing the same shirt for a week solid anymore. So you got to buy my books so I make the 21 cents off each book. I can go buy a new shirt eventually here. So, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things that you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, and you don't need to. You're going to find out that we don't, you know, those labels, we didn't put those labels on ourselves. The other side did. And I want to show you the labels don't mean anything. They mean absolutely nothing. What the person does is what means something, not the labels. Speaking of which, Deontay Johnson joins me. He's the founder and CEO of the Black Conservative Federation. Deontay, thanks so much for being with me tonight. I do appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, you know, every time I talk about this, they want to just slap me around email-wise. And I say, look, you know, President Obama tried to say that, you know, he fixed race relations or he brought them closer together. He's made them the best that they've been in decades. And even some people now are grumbling on the left that Donald Trump is blowing that all up. I don't buy it. I think that Mr. Obama actually hurt race relations in this country, and not just with the black community, but the Hispanic community, all over the place. Am I off on that, or what do you think?
Well, I think, for one thing, and I do want to let everyone know that I think the president is a great guy personally. We may disagree with political, but I think he's a great guy. He's a smart individual, and I give him credit for being the first black president. Now, with that being said, I do think that he's changed the way that the African American looks at the political world. And for some reason, everyone thinks that someone owes them something.
Well, you know, he did something.
And I
go ahead. No, you keep going.
And I think, and I don't want to say, I don't want to place all the blame on him, but he's responsible because I can never take the blame away from Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. But
I agree with you.
You know, they hit it running. You know, we don't see them starting daycares and after school programs, but when race comes up, they are like they care.
Oh.
But I think he kind of initiates a lot of the race relation issues. You know, we still, you know, everyone wanted to say, oh, we have a black president, so this gives me the right to do this. We have a black president, so I can do this. You know,
right.
And so the only thing that having a black president did was show the African American community that you too can be successful and become president. That's all it did. It didn't tell you that you could go and shoot up a store and get away with it. It didn't say, and I'm going to get some grief about this, it didn't say that you could take a picture of the police and get away with it while they're stopping you. And, you know, and I think what happened was with the whole incident that we had happened during his administration with the police violence is that he could have handled it in a totally different way. But instead, he placed the blame on the police officers. You don't place the blame on the disciplinarians. You know, it's basically... Especially for the example of this, Joe, you're my boss, and I have employees under me. You come and discipline me in front of my employees. My employees no longer have that same respect for me anymore.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I hear you.
It's the same thing with the police officers. You know, you cannot publicly, as the president of the United States, you cannot publicly discipline the police officers.
Right.
You have to, because then what happens is they think they can do it. They think, oh, the president even said that this happens. Oh, the president even said that these police officers are crooked. You don't do that, because what happens is, especially with the police officers, because then the police officers are afraid for their lives because now this is happening.
I
had a police.
Go ahead. I'm going to say, you're right. You put them in a lot of danger because people perceive.
I've had a police officer tell me that they don't no longer stop people at. Stops, I mean, for traffic violations anymore because they're simply afraid.
Wow, that's too bad.
Of what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's not the way it should be. I don't want them to be afraid. I'm willing to stick up for them if they're doing the right thing. If they're doing the wrong thing, I'm going to hang them just as fast as somebody else. But, you know, I want to go back to something you said earlier about Jesse Jackson. This has been my complaint about them for quite some time. And, you know, with all the violence going on in Chicago and all the things going on in the suburban areas or you know, in the inner city, too, these guys always talk about these 10,000 men marches, these million man marches, 50,000 men march and all that stuff. And I'm saying, can you imagine if President Obama, if Jesse Jackson, if Al Sharpton all got together and went into those inner cities, you know, maybe do a 3-month campaign where they go in every weekend and they clean up those neighborhoods and they go through there and they don't allow the stuff to go on. You could make a difference in those cities with those three guys actively involved. But I always say it's not sexy. That's why you won't see them there. And there's no money
in it. You want to know why that won't happen?
Go ahead.
Because the media is going to get tired of seeing that and they're going to stop running the story. So because the media is going to stop running the story, they don't want to be there because the cameras aren't going to follow them every weekend. They want to be wherever the cameras are.
But do you think that would make a difference at all? I mean, do you think that would help at all?
It would make total difference. I believe the problem that's happening in Chicago is not because of the people. I mean, I'm not taking all the blame right from the people because we have to have accountability in different levels. But the majority of the problem is because of the politicians in Chicago. The Chicago politicians are the reason that Chicago is in the shape that it's in now because they don't care. They just simply don't care.
Yeah, and you've got Jesse.
All they care about is getting the paycheck and elevating themselves. The mayor doesn't care. The alderman does not care. But guess what? Guess what, Joe?
Go ahead.
The mayor's a Democrat. The aldermen are Democrats. The Democrats just doesn't care in Chicago. Chicago is ran by Democrats. Illinois is ran by Democrats.
Yeah.
And they just do not care.
But you know, they say they care about education. They say they care about, you know, the inner city kids. They want all these programs and they want this and they want that. And as you say,
no, if they cared about education, Chicago wouldn't be the worst education system in the country if they actually cared.
If they cared. Yeah.
I'm just being honest, Joe, is that the reason, Chicago is the worst because the mayor decides that he wants to stick his nose into the education system and control it completely and put people who are unqualified in those positions. They don't even vote in a school board. School board members are appointed. You go everywhere else in Illinois, the school board members are voted.
Interesting. So Illinois, in Illinois itself, Illinois proper, in the Chicago area, they're appointed. Wow.
They're appointed.
Oh, that explains so much.
That explains everything.
For a city, a city known for, giving out jobs to friends, I can see that. Do you know whether or not they get paid? Can we look up and see if the Chicago School Board?
I don't know. I don't think they should.
Well, producer Ken is looking at
our school board members don't get paid.
Right.
But what happens in Illinois is that Chicago doesn't follow Illinois rules and laws.
I don't know.
We don't know what happens there.
So in a city like that, a city that size where you've got some high unemployment rates, you've got, a lot of issues in the black community. If they said to you, gave you an audience for 10 minutes and said, tell me what we need to do to help the black community there in the Chicago area, for real.
Just two words, tough love.
Wow, okay.
Tough love.
All right.
We need to be, we have to go in and be parents and really give tough love. But when I say, we got to be tough, but we still have to give that love. And we have, because what's happening with the street, with the gang violence and the drug dealers and the gang bangers is that what happens is if you don't get love at home, you have to go find,
right.
You have to go seek for it.
Yep.
And so they're going out and seeking for that. And, we have so many people in Chicago. Chicago has so many different community centers, so many different city activists. You know what those community activists are doing?
they eventually run for president.
No, they're standing in front of the White House picketing.
Right.
That's what they're doing right now.
Oh my God.
Instead of being in their communities, making a change.
Hey, Deontay, hang in with me for one more segment for a few minutes, and we'll have some more fun. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Deontay Johnson joins me. He's the founder and CEO of Black Conservative Federation. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Okay.
Joe, you done got me going.
That's good. Alliance is about being prepared.
That's the whole idea.
To have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place.
I got to tell you to take it down.
It's very affordable. Yeah. PortableSolar.com or call
972-575-8875. Don't be nasty, but don't be politically correct.
Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com.
No, not today.
Be politically correct is what our country in the mess that it's in now.
That's right. Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with reputation.
I hope he doesn't. We had Arnold Schwarzenegger here in California, and he was going to turn it around. There were so many things he was going to do.
Online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I get, whenever I talk about women's issues, I get emails that tell me, you know, I don't have a uterus, I've never been a woman, I don't understand what it's like, I shouldn't talk about women. And I get all these things that when I want to talk about, you tell me I can't do it. When I have, when I talk about black issues, you get on my case that you're not black, you don't understand what they've been through, you can't talk about them. But I don't know, maybe I'm just too dull to know better. But aren't they all human issues ultimately? I mean, aren't we dealing with humans? Aren't we people? And we've all got basically the same issues or problems and things that we have to deal with. I don't know, maybe I could be brain dead. So I've asked Deontay Johnson to join me tonight. He's the founder and CEO of the Black Conservative Federation. Deontay, thanks so much for joining me tonight.
Thank you again. Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure. So, You know, again, I'm not trying to stir you up. I guess I am a little bit, but I'm not trying to stir you up. You know, the Democrats, you say they care for the minority groups, they care for education, they want to make sure kids have education, all this. It's not working. In any of the places that they run, and they've ran for, what, 40, 50, 60 years, the black community consistently gets the short end of the stick, don't they?
Yeah. That happens because what I have this belief about the Democrat Party, it's not even belief anymore, it's actually facts, is that the Democrat Party wants to keep the African American, the black community stuck in their ways and keep them lower than them. And so what happens is, how do you keep people from succeeding? You get them comfortable in their positions.
Yeah, you know what?
You get them comfortable in their position.
Oh, you're right.
How do you get people comfortable? You keep them, you make them think that it is okay to be where you're at because we're going to help you out.
We're
going to help you out. We're going to help you be in that position. We're going to help you be low-class citizens.
Well, what they say, though, right? They say that, you know, that the society has crapped on your group so much that you can't make it out, that you can't really, the cards are stacked against you, so the government has to help you. But I think the government and the amount of help they give certain groups, they're actually helping them keep down, not helping them do better, right?
Yeah, you know, and like I tell people, I don't want a handout. I want a hand up. Help me get to the next level. And what happens is because the Democrats, they did one thing good in their lifetime. The Democrat Party did one great thing, and that was, it's not great, but good thing for them, is that they did a great job on brainwashing the black community. To tell them that the Republicans don't care about you, they are, they're trying to hurt the poor, they're trying to hurt the working class, and they've spent all these lies, but in essence, the Republican community wants to help the black community up, and you help that by, like I said earlier, using tough love.
So put that into play for me. Tell me what that means. I don't know. In your neighborhood.
Well, and I'm going to say this. The black community is all for tough love. That's how they run their households, some of them. And that's how it used to be. All of them used to run their households to where, you know, they're teaching their children the value of a dollar. I know a lot of times as a kid I'll ask for money and I get a whole lecture on the importance of a dollar, and by the time I get the money, I forgot why I even needed the money. But I get that lecture. You see kids want to come back home, and I have some friends that is like this. Kids that go back home, and parents say, you're not going to, you can come back, but you're not going to lay on my couch, you're not going to lay around all day. You're going to either work or go to school. And you're not going to stay. I'm going to give you this limit of time to stay. This is exactly what the government needs to do. You're not going to lay around while you're on the government assistance. You're not going to not do anything. And you're only going to be on it for a certain amount of time. You're not going to be on it for your whole life.
Go ahead. You finish your thought.
And the thing about it is that I believe that the black community is one of the most conservative groups because that's how they raise their children.
But they keep voting in some of the most liberal legislators. You know, here in California, when they had the same-sex marriage initiative, the black community in big numbers voted against it. They did not want to allow same-sex marriage. But then they voted in the exact legislators that turned it around, that canned it, that pulled it off.
Because they're unaware on who's voting what, because they're not community involved. And that's why the Black Conservative Federation exists, is because we're not just teaching economic stability, we're not just teaching community, promoting community support, but we're promoting community involvement. We're promoting that our black community get to school board meetings, get to county board meetings, get to city council meetings so you can know what's going on. And if you got enough time, get to your state house and figure out who's voting for what and what laws and bills are being passed.
Yeah, you know what? I am on a school board in Southern California, and I do that all the time. And it's funny about it is, again, maybe it's my training, maybe it's my ignorance, but I never say, you know what, I really need the black community to come out to the school board tonight. I need to be out there. I go, look at parents. I need you out there. Parents.
Yeah.
I need you out there. I need you at the school board meeting. I need you helping me to get your children the best education they can get. Because I just don't believe in picking a team or picking a certain group. I mean, you know,
yeah.
your group knows the issues and the headaches they're having. I'd be a hypocrite to say I know what you're going through. Because I don't. No group in particular, I don't know. Right?
You're right.
So
you're right.
Yeah. But I do wish more parents would get involved and make sure they were being taken care of the way they should. A lot of people move up into my area when they come out of the Los Angeles school district, which is one of the worst school districts in the country. And they come up here for a better education and what have you, and they don't know what their rights are. They don't know, and they've been pushed down so much by LAUSD, which is why, look, guys, your most important possession or whatever you want to call it is your kids. You have total control of their education. You just don't know it.
Or
you just refuse. Bingo.
It starts at home.
Yep.
You know, I come from a family of educators, and, you know, I don't see, you know, when I was at home before that, you know, that short period when kids are at home before they get to go to kindergarten, parents were working with the children with coloring books, teaching them how to know their phone number, the ABCs.
I know.
Different, you know. I used to get upset because for Christmas, I used to constantly get learning games, and I'm like, this is no fun. But as I look at today's society, during Christmas time, you walk past people's shopping carts, you don't even see a single learning game in the carts.
Yeah, I know, right?
They're not even working with their children anymore. It starts at home, and if what happens is you can, and teachers are able to tell if the parent is working at home.
That's very true.
They're able to tell.
Yeah, that's very true. They do know. And they know the parents they can call. They know the parents they can look to for help, to be a partner in what's going on. Do you know what I mean? Because a lot of them are afraid to call the homes because they get a beat. But I got to tell you, we are still running under some things that took place under President Obama and Eric Holder. And I don't agree with this line of thinking. You could tell me if I'm wrong. You know, again, we are not allowed to, or you're not allowed to administer discipline to blacks and Hispanics the lower socioeconomic families the same way you do as just the average white family. All right? I don't know why not, because discipline is discipline. Education is education, and they need to be, everybody needs to be brought up to the same level.
You know, I do agree everyone should be disciplined the same. I do say this, though. I do say this. We do have to watch how we're disciplining children. Because let me say this. The children that has the most discipline problems,
right,
especially through their upper ages, are usually the ones who parents don't care.
Right.
But I do think we need to watch how we, you know, I do a lot of, you know, a lot of kids, a lot of schools do the suspensions and expulsions.
Right.
I honestly disagree with both of those.
Well, I hear what you're saying, and I agree.
And the reason is because
expulsion is playtime.
We're sending them home.
It's playtime. I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you.
That's exactly what they want.
Yeah.
And so what I think we should do is, like I was telling someone, I said, you know, every city has a local or a nearby detention center for kids.
Mm-hmm.
If they can't get it right at school, send them to the detention center for 8 hours a day. And I guarantee you after a semester there, they will get to school and they will get it right.
Oh, yeah. I think there's things you can do on the school grounds. Your school could use help in certain areas. And it'll teach them some respect for, you know, the school. Look, we're up against the time. I wish we had more. Tell people how they can help you and help your cause quickly.
Well, we have we are currently looking for people to apply to be a part of the team. You can visit www.blackconservativefederation.com. We have an info card there that you can fill out, and we will contact you. You can like our Facebook page at Black Conservative Federation, and we will be in contact. Thank you, guys, and thank you for having us on the show.
I appreciate the time. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Listen, we're here all week. Hopefully you are, too. All right. Thank you for listening. God bless. You listen to The Real Side.